Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. It's brought to you each week by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. I'm Joe Gill. Stop on in at Midsoda, open this morning as well, right there in the south side of I-94. If you want to talk trailers, skid steer attachments, parts, service, DOT inspections, they do it and have the best reputation to Midsoda Manufacturing. Hey, talk to Chad or Derek or any other crew at Midsoda. They can sure help you out. A look at farm news here this morning. Let's begin and focus on the pork industry. As Bill Even, CEO of the National Pork Board, he explains the five priorities in 2022 that are important to pork producers. Now, the priorities are based on strengthening collaboration with partners all across the industry. The first priority for National Pork will support is a coordinated national strategy for foreign animal disease prevention and preparedness.
Our board of directors has made it very clear that we need a coordinated national strategy in this area. Our job at the Pork Checkoff is to ensure we're providing the necessary research and resources to support that. Key to that effectiveness is going to be AgView, our contact tracing app for pigs. We look forward to getting you engaged in that in 2022.
The National Pork Board will continue the momentum of the Rural Dictionary myth-busting campaign and expand on the Real Pork Trust and Image brand.
We also had great success reaching to consumers around on the coast through our myth-busting campaign. We're going to be focused on expanding that into e-commerce and really driving home our myth-busting efforts in 2022.
More comments from Bill Even, CEO of the National Pork Board. He says they will also use checkoff dollars to continue to establish U.S. pork as a global leader in sustainable agriculture through many different avenues.
Folks, we already have our six We Care ethical principles. We know the goals and the metrics are in place. We have a national sustainability report coming out this month. None of this will happen, though, if we can't get you involved in on-farm sustainability pilots. This is your opportunity as a producer to actually have us help tell your story.
National Pork will also nurture their grassroots engagement with state pork associations.
Grassroots engagements with the states. The states are key to our industry's success. This last year, we've worked with states around grants helping with environmental questions, helping with foreign animal disease prevention and preparedness, and also helping with consumer outreach efforts. Our board was so pleased with that work, they've allocated an additional $1.5 million in 2022 to take that even farther.
And finally, the National Pork Board will diversify the international portfolio with the assistance of valued partnerships with organizations like the National Pork Producers Council and the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
The real effort in 2022 is to look at our product and how it shows up in a differentiated fashion in six foreign markets. We're real excited about our value proposition there, and we're also very hopeful that our producer leaders are going to be able to travel and tell that story personally.
Bill Even, CEO of the National Pork Board, joining us and talking about their priorities for 2022. And also looking at the new year as well, more in agriculture, we check in with fellow farm broadcaster Michael Clements as we start talking soybeans and some exciting things for this new year of 2022.
Ralph Lott, a soybean farmer from New York, says he plans to continue to build on recent successes funded by the Soy Checkoff.
Well, one example is funding of rural broadband study that led to 15 actionable recommendations for delivery of high-speed internet to farmers and rural communities. And another big thing is funded research has also helped develop many new uses for sustainable U.S. soy, which is now an ingredient in over 1,000 consumer industrial products. And through this and hundreds of other projects, the checkoff has delivered $12.34 in added value to farmers for every dollar they invested in the checkoff.
Each year, the Soy Checkoff funds projects across supply and demand aimed at creating new markets for U.S. soybeans.
The selection process is based on driving preference for U.S. soy and growing farmer profitability. For fiscal 2022, which began October 1st, we are going to fund 181 new checkoff funded projects. They were approved with a total budget allocation of $78 million. And some of the examples of them are recouping lost demand in the edible soy oil markets and expanding to markets elsewhere by supplying high oleic soybean oil.
And Lott says those efforts will also ensure U.S. soybeans' top customer, animal agriculture, remains a vibrant industry.
Animal agriculture protein demand ultimately drives growth in U.S. soybean meal sales due to being a high-quality feed ingredient that's rich in amino acids and other nutritional characteristics. And all these projects have a common goal, delivering a better soybean to maximize profit opportunities to all U.S. soybean farmers.
Find out more about key investments made on behalf of U.S. soybean farmers at www.unitedsoybean.org/newsletter and stay up to date with the checkoff on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on RFD TV. Michael Clements reporting.
And finally this morning on your Central Minnesota Farm Report, well, let's talk about some legislation, some details in Washington, D.C., many items on the surface of conversation, and of course, revolving around the waters of the U.S. Yeah, WOTUS. The Small Business Administration hosted a public listening session this past week, giving farmers and ranchers an opportunity to share how repealing and replacing the Navigable Waters Protection Rule would impact them. Courtney Briggs, Farm Bureau Senior Congressional Relations Director, says it was important that agriculture's side of the story is told.
Unfortunately, the agency certified that this rule would have zero impact on small businesses. And in reality, there's nothing that could be further from the truth. So this was an opportunity for folks to give real-world examples and hear straight from the horse's mouth from small businesses on how this will affect their businesses.
Briggs says Farm Bureau members told the Army Corps of Engineers and Environmental Protection Agency how the proposed rule will be detrimental to their businesses.
They were able to tell the firsthand experiences that they've had going through the permitting process and dealing with the Army Corps. We even had a member who participated from his farm field and was standing in a dry ephemeral feature that would be subject to jurisdiction under this proposed new WOTUS definition.
And finally, she adds small businesses and farms need stability when it comes to waters of the U.S. rules and regulations.
We hope that they were listening and that they will slow down the regulatory process and recognize the impacts that this rule will have on small businesses. At this stage, this is just a proposed rule, so changes need to be made in order to make sure that small businesses are protected. So we hope that that message got through to the agencies and that they will act accordingly.
American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Congressional Relations Director Courtney Briggs joining us here this morning. And that's going to wrap up your Central Minnesota Farm Report for today. It's brought to you by the fine folks at Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. Have yourself a great day. Have yourself a good weekend. For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.